Is it a fact now, Mr. McFord, that you presently stand convicted on a multi-count federal indictment charging burglary, electronic surveillance, and conspiracy arising out of the break-in of the Democratic National Committee headquarters at the Watergate?
That's correct.
And are you now awaiting sentence on that conviction?
That is correct.
What is your professional background, Mr. McCord?
I was born in 1924 in Waurika, W-A-U-R-I-K-A, Waurika, Oklahoma. I worked first for the Federal Bureau of Investigation in 1942-1943 in Washington, D.C. and New York City in radio intelligence duties. I subsequently, in 43 to 45, was an Army Air Corps officer. From 1948 to 1951, I worked as a special agent for the Federal Bureau of Investigation in San Diego and San Francisco, California. I worked from 1951 to 1970 with the Central Intelligence Agency as a security officer. I retired from that agency in August 1970 after 25 years federal service. Do you want the educational background or not?
No, that's sufficient, Mr. McCord. During your service with the CIA or the FBI, did you receive any awards or commendations for your service?
I received on retirement in August 1970 the Distinguished Service Award for Outstanding Performance of Duty with CIA.
Now, prior to your arrest, indictment, and conviction relating to the Watergate incident, were you ever arrested, charged with a crime, or the subject of any complaint or disciplinary proceeding in your life?
I've had traffic violations in the Washington area. Yes, sir.
Tickets. Is that all?
Yes, sir.
Now, were you an employee of the committee to re-elect the president?
I was.
What position did you hold?
I came aboard first as a security consultant part-time in September 1971.
And by the way, how did you get that job?
I was introduced initially by Mr. John Caulfield to Mr. Robert Odle, the Director of Administration, who testified yesterday. And based on that interview, was employed part-time and then full-time in the 1st of January, 1972.
Now, what were your duties in that position as security chief?
The duties were essentially the function of the protection of the property and the lives of the personnel committee in their facility there, and subsequently in the facility at Miami, Florida, that the committee and some of the White House staff were to occupy during the Republican National Convention in August of 1972. The duties were primarily those of physical security protection, of personnel security, some document security, and some protective work for the family of John Mitchell.
Now, for those duties and that assignment that you just described, under whose direction did you work?
Primarily under the direction of Mr. Robert Odle, who was my immediate supervisor in the committee. The responsibilities with Mr. Mitchell and his family, I received directions from him, from Mrs. Mitchell, from Robert Odle, and from Fred Drew at various times.
Now, did there come a time when you worked under the direction of Gordon Liddy?
Yes, sir, did.
What was Mr. Liddy's position at that time?
He was at first from December until about March 1970, December 71 to about March 1972, general counsel for the committee to re-elect the president. Thereafter, he was occupied the same position with the finance committee for the re-election of the president.
When did this arrangement or in which you worked under his direction begin, Mr. McCord? Mr. Liddy?
The first discussions of the arrangement began sometime in January 1972, early January.